I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time for Nacho's Revenge.
Nacho!
Morning Mess here with your favorite prank calls. Around here we call it Nacho's Revenge. Can we all say good morning to Morgan?
Morning!
Hi, guys. How are you?
We are great, love. So we hear that you need some revenge on, is it your husband?
Yes. So my husband, Dennis, so I have a little bit of a list. But I don't know if you guys can hear it on the radio, but it used to be a lot worse. But my husband, Dennis, makes fun of it all the time. I've been working on getting rid of it, like, my whole life.
Oh.
I know. It sucks. I come out, like, every once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my dad has one, too, so I guess it's just, you know, runs in the family or whatever. And
or lisp in the family.
Slowly. The way that he teases me about it. He's just like, oh, so it's Saturday. Like, what are the plans? And I'm like, I get it. It's fine. Break my a little bit about it.
Whoa! We're breaking.
What? Have you ever thought of divorcing him?
Oh, my God, Joey.
Has it got that bad, or you love him that much?
We've had a few, like, really bad fights about it. I mean, not divorcing to that point. It really hurts my feelings. And I started going back to speech therapy because it started coming back because I was so self-conscious of it that I just couldn't stop thinking about it.
I think it sounds cute, to be honest with you.
Aw,
right?
It's very slight. You can barely hear it, but I think it's cute. Do you think he's just being playful, or do you think it's just being mean?
I don't think he would ever try to really hurt my feelings with something that I really can't help. So I really want to get him back. Oh, my God. Because the other day, he walked around the house, and he starts picking up all these things that start with S.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, oh, just name these. Say scissors. Say spoon.
Oh.
Yeah, say stickers. Say straw. And I was, like, so embarrassed. And it's literally just me and you right now. So I want to get him back really bad right now.
You gotta, like, find something about him you can make fun of all day.
Yeah, I just want to make him feel bad.
You should!
Okay, well, that's pretty fair, actually.
Yeah, that's where we come in. How about we prank call him? What do you have in mind for me to ruin his morning?
So, I was thinking that Nacho could be the guy from the speech therapy place I go to, and we could just, like, call him to be like,
hey. Did your tongue hit the... Yeah, that's a strong lid when your tongue hits the dial tone. That I'm from the speech therapy, like, center?
Yeah, so I was thinking that you could call from the speech therapy center and just be like, she's so traumatized by the ridiculing that's going on, the bullying, that she's thinking of getting a divorce.
Wow. Is there any truth to that?
No, not really.
Not really.
But you want to threaten him. You want to ruin his morning.
Yeah, I want to definitely ruin his morning.
Is there anything that I can make fun of him? Obviously, he teases you about a lisp. Is he going bald? Is he going gray? Does he have a droopy nipple? Is there anything that
I
can...
Are you just looking at me right now? This is awful.
He's definitely, like, a little self-conscious about the size of his nose.
The size of his nose?
He has a very strong nose.
I love that wording.
And he's just like, oh, I'm just crazy. You know? I'm like, it's really not that bad, but I guess he's so self-conscious about it that he just harps on it all the time. So I'm just like, make fun of his nose. That's good.
Okay.
The nose knows, Joey.
Yeah, the nose definitely knows. Okay, so big schnauz and threatening divorce.
Yeah.
Got it.
All right.
All in favor, say aye.
I'm
going to ruin her husband, Dennis's morning with your favorite prank call, Nacho's Revenge.
Joey!
I'm just getting into character. Not making fun of you, Morgan.
Okay.
You forgive me?
If you need needs some pointers. Like, I could.
No, it's okay. He's got it.
He's so cute. He's sorry.
Nacho's Revenge up next with the Morning Mess. Morning Mess, we right here in the middle of your favorite prank calls, Nacho's Revenge. We spoke to Morgan. She has an issue with her husband. She's grown up with a lisp, and it comes back and forth a little bit when she gets angry or she gets a little excited. Her husband's been making fun of her way too much. Morgan's on the line. You're kind of over at this point, right, Morgan?
Like, he's like being a child at this point, so I just want to get back at him.
You've been waiting for this moment. You want to get him bad.
So badly.
So your idea was to call from your speech therapy center, which you really have been going to, and tell him that you are going through some trauma of what he's been putting you through and that you're contemplating divorce.
Exactly.
How about we scare the hell out of her husband this morning, guys?
We're going to do that.
Yeah. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Here we go.
Hello?
Hello, may I speak to Dennis, please?
Speaking.
Hi, Dennis. This is Nacho Chavez from Sally Fell Seashells from the Seashore Speech Therapy Center. I'm the speech therapist for your wife, Morgan.
Uh-huh.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm good.
So listen, there's a situation with Morgan that has deeply traumatized her with bullying, and she's pointing it at you.
Wait, what?
Yes.
Hey, I'm sorry. Say all of that again for me one more time.
This is Nacho Chavez from Sally Sell Seashells by the Seashore Speech Therapy Center. What's so funny, sir?
I didn't realize the name was that long.
Oh,
I see. Speech center.
You want to make fun of me, and that's basically what the problem is. That's why your wife wants to divorce you, stupid.
I'm sorry, what?
I'm sorry, that was unprofessional. I'm sorry. You accept my
apology? No. Wait, hey, I'm sorry. I said too much.
My wife wants what? That's client, patient, what?
You're not a doctor. You don't have...
I'm a therapist.
Yeah, fine, but you're not like a doctor. What did you...
But I took the platonic oath, so... I'm not supposed to share that. But listen, it's traumatizing your wife the way that you are bullying her and teasing her about the lisp. And
she's... Hang on. I'm not bullying my wife.
Yes, you are.
No. That's not what I'm doing. We tease each other back and forth all the time.
Okay, well then she's teasing you, but she's teetering and she's tottering on the D to the divorce because you have to be way more... What?
Hang on.
Okay, I'm hanging.
That's the second time you've said divorce.
I didn't say
what
that.
Are you talking about?
It's my lisp. I said divorce. Listen, the way that you're traumatizing your wife, she's really thinking about, and I really like your wife, and I really like your relationship, but if you keep this up, that she's going to divorce you, sir. I don't even like taking your wife's money. I like her. She deserves better.
I love the way she talks. I tease her because we have a teasing relationship.
I don't think she feels the same way.
That's not bullying. That's just love. That's how we play.
That's how you love somebody?
Yeah, we play a little rough. You know, you pick on people that you like a lot.
Oh, really?
You do, yeah.
Should she start calling you Big Bird with your big-ass nose? I mean, you have a big schnoz she has brought up. Would you say some oxygen for us, sir?
There's no possible way that has come up in...
It has come up. She has brought it up like, I don't make fun of his big-ass nose.
I mean...
You have no cheeks. It's just all...
Look.
Why?
Look. She does sometimes tease me about...
No, she doesn't.
That's part of our playful banter that...
Listen, I've dealt with this my whole life and embraced this blessing, and I've encouraged 2 of my 17 kids that have a lisp to embrace it as well.
Time out. 17 kids?
Yes.
And do all 17 of them have a lisp?
No, just 2.
Just two. Okay.
Sophie and Scarlett have it, but Sophia, Samuel, Sienna, Summer, Sebastian, Sonia, Stevie, Skonka, Saul, Swoop, Sangre, Saber, Cyclone, and Sally, they're good. But they're very supportive of the other 2 that have the lisp problem, but they were raised on being kind, not like Ellen kind, but like the real kind. So we practice what we speak.
Did you say one of them's name was Saber?
Yes.
Okay.
He's crazy. Are you laughing at me, sir?
I'm trying real hard not to.
Why are you laughing? This is not going to help your marriage. You're a sir. Like, I don't understand how she stays married to you. How are you going to laugh? Or what do you love, my kids?
No, Saber is such a unique name.
Yes. It's my grandmom's name. Abuelita Saber. Her friends call her Sabe. So listen, this is what I suggest. I can teach you a few techniques in speech practice phrases to help her out if you want to save your marriage. If not, I just hang up and just tell her you should go through the divorce.
No. Look, I do want to be supportive. And I do want to do my best to help her in her journey and feel secure. And
are you finished talking? Can I just... My goodness. This is a therapy session. We're 8 minutes in. Can we go through it?
Yeah.
I'm going to teach you a few phrases, then I got to go.
Okay.
Okay, just repeat after me, and these are things you're going to have to practice with your wife to get her to the level of your standards. You ready?
Yes.
Okay. Swing, bada, bada, swing. Oh,
my God.
Swing, bada, bada, swing.
There you go. Okay. This one is, someone should show Sylvia some strokes so she shall not think.
Someone should show Sylvia some strokes so she should not think.
Okay. Here's another one.
Okay.
Sometimes you have to risk it to get the biscuit.
Sometimes you have to risk it to get the biscuit.
And the last one, you ready?
Yes.
Okay. Did my wife seriously seek out?
Did my wife seriously seek out?
The morning mess.
The morning mess.
To sucker me to be live on the radio and embrace myself with a prank call. So, Dennis?
Yeah.
You're live on the radio right now. Your wife, Morgan's on the line. She put us up to this prank call.
God, that was tough.
That made my entire day. I'm so happy.
Nacho!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.